ladies and gentlemen and dear friends and invited guests, leaders of rival parties, members of TV and press. Welcome, welcome today. How could a name so famous written in our history leave us so many questions, leave us so much mystery? And just in case you're wondering, make sure we all understand, names can be quite confusing. Francis was a man. Welcome, welcome today. The name Francis Scott Key is known far and wide, and yet little is known about the writer of our national anthem. Our hope is to change that today. We need to paint a picture, tell of his mom and his dad, learn of his education, talk of the childhood he had. He would wed a lover, Mary T. Lloyd was her name. Soon they would start a family, children too many to name. Welcome, welcome today. So indeed, Francis, or Frank as he would eventually be called, got married and went to law school. Even though he initially wanted to be a minister, finances changed his mind. He thought he'd be a pastor, offspring would alter his plan. If he was gonna feed them, law school is where he would land. What a bard and poet, wrote them for family and friends. Thank yous and strong opinions, lyrics and verses and hymns. Amen. Amen and amen. So Frank would become one of the most well-known lawyers of his time. His work as an attorney is what would finally lead him to the spot where he would write the Star-Spangled Banner. Sit up and pay attention, new information to come. Don't want to skip the details, don't want to miss all the fun. Who could write his story? Who knew he'd go on to be favored for all the ages? Francis Scott Key. Welcome, welcome today. Welcome, welcome today.